vaccine are constantly changing, which means our immunity can wane over time. CareArc reminds you that it's important to stay up to date on your yearly flu vaccine and make sure you've gotten your COVID-19 booster, especially if you're in an at-risk group. These illnesses can spread quickly in winter, so now is the time to protect yourself. Vaccines boost our immunity and protect us from dangerous viruses. Get boosted. Stay protected. Find out more at carearc.org/COVID-19.
And today on our Newsmaker 2, we are talking all about pancakes, specifically the Kiwanis Club Pancake Day, which is coming up. And for that, we are very happy to welcome in to our Newsmaker 2 segment, Catherine Wilkerson with the Kiwanis Club. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning. It's always a pleasure.
Well, it's great to have you on here. We're also joined over the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Martha Scott. Martha, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, happy to have you both here, and we're even happier, I think, judging by Chuck's response a moment ago, to be talking about pancakes. So, Catherine, well, I guess we'll start with you here. Talk to us about Pancake Day. When's it coming up, and what do people need to know?
Well, we hope everyone's excited because it's this weekend. So it's on Saturday, March 23rd, and it starts at 7 a.m. and it goes till 1 p.m. at the Anderson Building. So it's here.
It's just about here. Absolutely. Just 2 days to go. Martha, for those who maybe haven't attended the Kiwanis Club Pancake Day, which I find hard to believe. I can't imagine anybody hasn't been to it. But if they are coming in, what do they need to know about it? Is it still all you can eat?
It is still all you can eat pancakes, but you also get 2 Fanestel bacon sausage links, your choice of milk or coffee to drink, and that you get all of that. If you are out and about today, you can get tickets either today or tomorrow for $8 each, or if you wait until Saturday, it'll be $10 at the door.
Okay.
Good deal.
Catherine, I have to ask here because this is a pretty well-oiled machine, has been for really decades, but let me ask you here as far as your week is concerned, kind of your prep leading into Saturday morning. You've got that line of people that's going to be waiting for you Saturday. The weather's going to be nice, at least Saturday morning. So what is basically the rest of the week look like for you guys in the Kiwanis Club getting ready for the big deal?
Well, like you said, it is a pretty well-oiled machine. We're so thankful for our members that have been doing this for a long time and our extra volunteers that we have as well. We absolutely could not operate without them. So, you know, basically we are able to get into the building and we set things up the way we want them, start all that kind of preparation, and that takes all hands on deck. And, you know, we do have always a chair of this event, and that's our president-elect. So Lauren Strome has done an amazing job, you know, of leading the charge for us.
Martha, this is mentioned here. This has got a lot of tradition here in the community. The obvious question here is why has it, you know, been on the community calendar now every year for close to 80 years now, if memory serves me correctly?
That's right. This is our 76th year, which is a lot longer than I've been around. But anyway, what the money goes for is helping a lot of youth projects in the area. For example, we sponsor some leadership programs for youth at Sacred Heart Fifth Graders Builders Club. At Opie High School in Northern Heights, we sponsor Key Club. And at Emporia State, we sponsor Circle K. And all of those emphasize service and leadership programs for those kids. But we also provide scholarships at Emporia State and Flint Hills Technical College. We do provide dictionaries to third graders at North and South Lyon County, which I haven't been there, but the people who deliver them say they are so excited to actually have their very own dictionary to look at. But then we sponsor a lot of other programs throughout the community, again, focusing on bettering the community and helping children.
And with that in mind, if memory serves me correctly, in years past you've had raffle items that are helping to bolster the fundraising. Is that going to be the case again here this year?
That is true. This year our raffle items are we're thankful to Prairieland Partners. They always provide us with a John Deere pedal tractor. Then we also have a cheesecake by Jana Phillips, One of our members, Nancy McKenzie, has a handmade lap quilt. We have a wooden bowl provided by one of our members, and then a kid's basket of items. But also this year, we are doing a couple of items that we're doing as a silent auction. We decided to put our Evora Wheeler pie in a silent auction this year rather than raffling it off, hoping we'll make a little bit more money.
Sure.
But then we also had a donation of a vintage quilt that will be in the silent auction as well.
Martha, you'd mentioned tickets are $8 in advance, $10 at the door. And just a reminder, where can people go to find those tickets?
They can go to, where did I put my list? Here we go. They can go to Country Mart, the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce, Mark II Lumber, Sutherland's Lumber, Trolley House Distillery, or Waters Hardware. And if they happen to know a Kiwanian. The other option this year is there are posters all over town, and there's a QR code if they want to just use that and order their tickets online. That's available, too.
Now, Catherine, last time I think we had you on, you had an update on not only the pancake feed, but also a special product through the Kiwanis Club that, if memory serves me correctly, that's I think, ready to get started or you know, getting close to that particular process. Do you have an update here on work at Peter Pan Park?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know for sure if I do. I knew that this morning my husband said, you better be ready for that centennial project question.
Uh-huh.
But I do know that it's been on the forefront of people's minds. We've had people go out to the site and start, you know, preparations for it. So we're really hoping to get started here very, very soon.
Okay, good deal. All right, Catherine, remind us here, what's the schedule? And just the friendly reminder for folks to be patient if they get in line here before you actually get started.
Yes, yes. Thank you for your patience with us, everybody. And so it's this Saturday, March 23rd. We start at 7 a.m. and go until 1 p.m. in the Anderson Building.
Catherine, have we missed anything that you wanted to bring up today?
No, we really just want to remind people, like Martha said, you know, if you haven't gotten your tickets and you want to, you know, get them ahead of time, use that QR code, and if not, we'll have some at the door as well.
Awesome. Martha, have we missed anything that you wanted to bring up?
I just remembered we should let people know children 5 and under are free.
Ah,
so
there
bring
you go.
Your kiddos 5 and under. They can have all the pancakes and syrup they want.
At no cost. There you go.
At no cost.
And
yep.
big reminder, too, this is the 76th annual Pancake Day.
Mm-hmm.
76
right.
years. What?
Right.
That is an accomplishment in and of itself.
It is.
So, all right. Well, ladies, thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us here on our Newsmaker 2 segment, and we hope for a smooth and easy process come Saturday.
Great.
Yes,
thank you
so much.
Thank you. That is Catherine Wilkerson and Martha Scott of the Emporia Kiwanis Club joining us here on our Newsmaker 2 segment brought to you by CareArc. Healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. And boy, Chuck, I kind of envy you on Saturday. You get to go down there and cover all the news that has to go with the 76th annual Kiwanis Pancake Day pancake feed. So safe to say you might have to sample some of the product.
Oh, the tickets are already purchased. We are the I'm not the only one excited about this, to be honest.
Good.
So the family is ready to and they didn't even need to say the words all you can eat. That we didn't even get to that point. The kids were like, yeah, let's go.
Fantastic.
So all you can eat, the buffet professionals are going to be in full force coming out Saturday.
So maybe the food thing we were talking about earlier here on the morning show, maybe we should have had like a pancake flavored Dr. Pepper or something. That might have been.
That is actually an intriguing, or you know, maybe a syrup flavor or something along
syrup
those lines.
Flavor, yeah,
butter
yeah.
maple.
To be fair, sometimes Coca-Cola already tastes like syrup. So
true. But would you put it on your pancakes?
Well, that's coming from a guy who hasn't had a soda in like almost 4 months.
So. Yeah. Oh boy,
I'm just bitter at everything right now.
It's all right.
KBOE now 8:32. Make sure you stick around. We have a check of local and international headlines, ABC News headlines, local headlines. Of course, our Newsmaker 3 segment coming up here in just a little bit, where we'll be joined by Emporia State Director of Choral Activities, Josh Donaldson, previewing an upcoming concert and an Easter egg hunt fundraiser. Also, make sure you stay tuned, because we're going to be giving away some exciting tickets to a show later this weekend. We'll give you all the details here in just a little bit. KBOE, it's 8:33.
Beat the bracket during the NCAA tournament and win a fantastic grand prize of